With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting wildfires continue to rage in New Jersey and New York.
Northeast states are dealing with some of the driest conditions they've seen in nearly 120 years, with numerous wildfires burning in places that haven't seen significant rain since August. The Jenkins Creek wildfire at the New York-New Jersey border is about 50% contained. In New York City, Fire Commissioner Robert Tucker talked about the conditions as a blaze at Inwood Hill Park tinged the air in Upper Manhattan with smoke.
This is exactly what we expect to see when it's been as historically dry as it's been.
Governors of New Jersey and New York have put those states under drought warnings and are calling on residents to voluntarily conserve water. I'm Jennifer King.
A U.S. diplomat blames Mexico's government for looking the other way when it comes to the country's drug problem.
The U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, is blasting the Mexican government, saying it's denying the crime, rampant violence, and police corruption there. He cited recent violence in the state of Sinaloa as an example. The police chief there said yesterday they found a pile of bodies on a roadside. Sinaloa's embattled governor said earlier, after bodies were found on roadsides, that, quote, "We're doing well. We'll get over this soon." Ambassador Salazar pushed back, saying that in Sinaloa, the dead can be seen everywhere. I'm Rita Foley.
President-elect Trump will nominate anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy, a former Democrat who ran as an independent in this year's presidential race, abandoned his bid after striking a deal to give Trump his endorsement with a promise to have a role in health policy in Trump's administration. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 207 points. This is SRN News. A brand new documentary now in theaters is drawing rave reviews for spotlighting the work of chaplains in wartime. Fighting Spirit tells the story of the dangers faced by military chaplains and the commitment they deliver on the battlefields. One of them is Chaplain Justin Roberts.
What a lot of people don't realize, like, the highest casualty rate for military jobs in World War I, the highest was the chaplains. And then in World War II, the second highest. So historically, it was a very dangerous job. You know, you're providing care on the front lines, but you're also running to go be with them in their last moments, if you can make it. But also, too, it's if you're a chaplain and you're with these soldiers that you love, you want to be there helping. And you want to be with them, providing whatever care you can.
Actor Chris Pratt served as the film's executive producer, which Chaplain Roberts says helped raise the profile of this project. The documentary is titled Fighting Spirit, A Combat Chaplain's Journey, and it's now playing across the United States. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock slipped as the market's big burst following Donald Trump's election continued to cool. The S&P 500 dipped 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 0.6%. Several areas of the market that had bounced highest following Trump's election reversed their momentum and led the way lower. Smaller stocks fell harder than the rest of the market. Short-term Treasury yields swung following the latest economic reports before rising after Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed is not in a hurry to cut interest rates. The Dow was down 207 points to close at 43,750. The NASDAQ lost 123 to 19,107. The S&P 500 dropped 36 to 5949. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.